Welcome back to The Aware Show. This is Lisa Garr. So if you are that creative type, which I am, and I totally get, but you get into that creative, a little bit of a creative rut when you get too creative, a little bit stuck with procrastination, with getting lost in how to go from the big picture to the details, all of these things that commonly we kind of get stuck into with creativity. There is somebody that can actually help us. It's really great. Sam Bennett is the author of Start Right Where You Are. And she has, and also the author of Get It Done. In the titles of her books are the solutions to where she teaches people, start right where you are. Welcome, Sam. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, Lisa, thank you so much for having me. Hi, everybody.
So you have a really, I love that you walk your talk. You are very much the person that you're writing for, right?
True.
Tell me about how you got started. What were you doing before you wrote books on starting right where you are?
Yeah, so my background's in theater. So I was one of those kids who put on shows, and I went to theater camp, and, you know, I worked at the Second City and did some television, and I had one of those acting careers that, you know, went well enough that you didn't want to give up on it, but not so well as to actually be able to support a person.
Yes.
So I was living this life that was like a lot of creatives, you know, it was a lot of jobs and gigs and projects and shows and, you know, part-time and full-time and this time and that time.
Mm-hmm.
And creatively very satisfying, financially disastrous, and I wasn't very happy.
Mm.
And I realized that part of the reason I wasn't very happy was because I kept locating my happiness in the future.
Yes.
I kept thinking, like, well, if this happens,
yes.
You know, if I get this show or if that happens or if I make this money or I get to this goal weight or something,
yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
then it'll be okay. And, you know, sometimes I would hit those goals and sometimes I wouldn't, but it wasn't changing how I was feeling on the inside. So I realized I really needed to start focusing on this present moment right now. How could I make this moment fuller, richer, more joyful, no matter what was going on outside?
Even if in that moment you have a zero bank balance and you're not getting the job that you want?
Especially when you've got the zero bank balance and you're not getting the job that you want.
Do tell.
And here's my thing, you know, and this is a little bit of the, this comes towards the end of the book and it's a little bit of the advanced class, but I know that your people can handle this.
Yes.
The phrase that helps me is this: nothing bad is happening.
Explain that.
Nothing bad is happening. Right. So the
feels
bank balance
like
is zero.
Is.
You
mm-hmm.
didn't get the job you want. Nothing bad is happening. And here's what that does for me when I think about that phrase. First of all, it reminds me that I have a spiritual belief that says that we live in a benevolent universe. And that's true not just when things are going my way.
True.
Right?
Yes.
So that's step one. Step two is it makes me get a little more precise in my language, right? So if nothing bad is happening, well, what is happening? Is something uncomfortable happening? Is something heartbreaking happening? Is something that's just not the way I would have planned it to go this way happening? Like, what's really happening? And then the third step is, where is the invitation and the opportunity in this? Where am I being called forward to be a better person? You know, am I being called forward to raise my prices and be more financially responsible? Am I being called forward to remember how fragile and tender everything is?
Mm.
Am I being called forward to be a better communicator or a better boss or a better teacher or a better woman or a better citizen? Like, what's happening that's pulling me forward into a fuller, better life right now that I can do right now?
And then you start with one simple step, right? It most often, I, you know, I'm in that, when I'm in that position, I look at the bigger picture of what can go wrong or what would go wrong if this moment was, you know, to last forever type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how we do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. So the place I start is, again, with this present, like when I say start right where you are, I mean right where you are. Like, not later this afternoon. I mean right where you are. So what's going on inside of your head and what can your hands and feet touch right now? So it means adjusting your mental, you know, your mindset, But often it means just attending to your physical well-being. You know, are you hungry, angry, lonely, tired, or thirsty?
In that case,
because if you are, it's going to make it a lot harder for you to solve the problem, right? You're like a, you know, toddler.
Right. Well, okay, so then if you attend to those needs and yet the problem still exists, then what?
Right, so then we start getting creative, right? Then you start to, you know, get into what I call the sparkly breadcrumb stage. You know, what ideas are, you know, calling you forward? What's a little magnetic? What's a little sparkly? And I don't know about you, Lisa, but sometimes the question, like, what do I want, feels a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like, what do I want? I don't know. What do you want? What do you want me to want? What can I do for you?
Yeah, it goes way out there. See, that goes right back out into the future. Way in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just too big of a question. But if I find, if I ask the question, how can I make this moment more me? How can I make this moment more me? How can I make this conversation more me? This outfit, this commute, this email, this dinner? Like, how can I just show up even just 1% more in this moment?
Authentically,
and see what happens.
What has happened? Give me an example of that.
Well, sometimes it's really simple. I mean, I was in the line at the grocery store the other day, and you know how it is in line at the grocery store. Usually, you know, you pull out your phone, you're looking at the People magazine, whatever. But instead, like, I don't know, I had this moment of like, how can I make this moment more me? So I made a joke to the checkout lady about beets. I was buying some beets.
Okay.
And we ended up having this whole little chat about beets. And then the woman behind me in line got in on the conversation. And we just had this little moment, this beautiful little human moment of being grocery shoppers together. And it sparked up my whole afternoon. Like,
yes.
It was great.
It can shift your entire day, even if you get bad news and if you go into a place and you can change the moment in an instant. This is true. Absolutely true. You mentioned in your book 66 small doable changes that can lead to big joy. Other than the grocery store line, what are some other ones that are good examples of that?
Yeah, so I think my favorite one, and it is a little like picking your favorite child, but my favorite one is especially when you're stuck. You know, you're stuck in a feeling, you're stuck in a mood, you're stuck in an old story, is to make some five-minute art about it. Make some five-minute art about it. So that may mean you get out a piece of typing paper and draw some stick figures. Just like, what does it look like to have this feeling? What does it feel like? You know, or maybe you make up a little song or do a little dance or get out your Sculpey clay, you know, whatever blows your skirt up. And the idea is not to make great art. The idea is to express the feeling. And here's the magic in this. First of all, feelings just want to be felt. That's all they want, and then once they've been felt, they can get promoted and get a better job.
Right.
As opposed to keeping them locked away, which we all know how well that strategy
doesn't work. Right? It just makes them grow, yes.
That's right. It makes them stronger. So once they've been expressed, once they're on a piece of paper or out in the world, like, they have a shape, they have a form, and they know they've been expressed. And you can start to interact with them in a different way. I had a woman who was doing a podcast interview with me. And she said she'd been reading the book. And, you know, like you said, it's all these little teeny tiny chapters with little teeny tiny suggestions. And she got to the one about make some five-minute art. She was like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I should totally do that sometime. like we all do, right? Oh, yeah, I'll do that sometime. The next day she has this terrible day at work, really awful day. She gets home. She's super upset. She sees my book and goes, I should make some five-minute art about this. So she makes a drawing, right, of her, and it's her kneeling and everyone at work standing in a circle around her, throwing rocks at her.
Wow.
Right?
That's what she felt like, right?
That's how she felt. And so, first of all, just what a great acknowledgement. You know, like, wow, that's really
targeted. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then she said she was inspired to change the drawing a little bit, and she drew around herself an invisible shield. So it's still her kneeling, still everybody throwing rocks, but she says the invisible shield is God's love.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And she went into work the next day with a totally different perspective because she knew she was protected by the love of God.
That's a very good shield to have. And did her day go better? Right. Or do you know?
I think it did.
It must have, yes. It must have.
I mean,
Is there a way to take, I mean, that overwhelm that you feel when you circumstances seem like they're out of control, she took away to find her own control in the moment. That is a great idea. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and to find a lot more of that, because really, overwhelm is something we do to ourselves. You know, overwhelm is a choice you make for you. Nobody makes you feel overwhelmed.
Well,
it happens.
Yeah.
You know, it happens to you when you can't figure out what's the most important.
But you can chunk things down. Like what I tend to do when I get overwhelmed is this is something you can maybe help me with, is that I get things chunked down into little pie pieces, and that overwhelms me. You know what I mean?
Yep, I do.
Yeah.
I do. You know what I like to do with that list? I do that too. I chunk things down into little steps, which that helps because then you're not trying to think of everything all at once. But then I go through and I'll just rank things on a scale of 1 to 10, like just how much do I feel like doing it? And just quick gut check, you know, like how much do I just want to? And sometimes, like this happened not too long ago, I did this and like everything on the list had a 2.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, wait a minute. I'm exhausted. That's the problem. The problem is not this project. The problem is I don't want to do anything because I'm tired.
You're tired. Yes. And you just,
right?
So what did you do?
I went and took a nap like a civilized person.
Yes. Did everything get better after that? I mean, you had...
100%.
Ah. Uh-huh.
I woke up 2 hours later with the world on a string. I mean...
Well, you definitely are inspirational in showing that it doesn't take a genius and a 5-step process to be able to move through different challenging things in your life. And you can start one little step at a time. But what about when you're doing things like getting over grief, things that don't have an easy solution?
Yeah. Yeah, grief especially, I feel like it seems like other kinds of pain sort of fade away. You know, and we forget how painful it was. And sometimes we're even able to, like, feel like it's good. Like, oh, well, that hurt a lot at the time, but I'm super glad that happened. Grief, I don't know. It sneaks up like it just happened this morning, doesn't it? Mm. I mean.
Yeah, again and again.
And I think it's to remind us about our fragility, to remind us about how tender and soft we are. I don't know that grief needs a process, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's part of living.
One.
And so I would, you know,
step
I would braid
time.
It in to your day. Mm-hmm. You know, if you got to stop and cry, then stop and cry. But otherwise, keep walking and cry.
One step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's pretty much start right where you are. I love this. I mean, it's very, very simple, but yet we forget it all the time. And... yeah, that's why it needs to be super simple so we don't forget it.
Can I tell you my favorite one, my other favorite one?
Yeah.
Get your cell phone out of the bedroom.
Oh, why is this?
Get your cell phone out of the bedroom. People, at least get it off your nightstand, right? Because I can hear people like, I've got teenagers, I can't. Okay, leave it by the door. Just get it off the nightstand. Because you have to give yourself back the gift of waking up in the morning. That moment before you even open your eyes, like when you're not even anybody yet, you know, you're not anybody's mom, you're not anybody's boss,
yeah,
you're just you, and you have those weird little ideas from your dream.
Yes, yes.
Like, yes. That's the end, you get to roll over and the cool side of the pillow, and maybe there's a snuggle there. Like, it's a beautiful way to come into the world. And to take that time and do a little breathing and... not, believe me, there is nothing happening on your phone that cannot wait for 5, 10, 20 minutes while you come to yourself, you know,
yes,
in a restful and reasonable way.
It would be a good thing to do if you have a teenager, too, is take the phone out of the bedroom in the morning and maybe halfway through the night so that they can actually sleep, too. That would be a great lesson. All right. Well, the name of the book is called Start Right Where You Are. Sam Bennett is my guest. And really, just in terms of helping people that are creative get unstuck and achieve our goals, which is one step at a time as well, I really appreciate your inspiration. Thank you so much, Sam. Great, great stuff. Great information.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Lisa.
All right. Thank you so much. Sam Bennett, again, is my guest, and you can find her book at startrightwhereyouare.com or Get It Done. Those are great, great titles. And you can also find all of that information on theawareshow.com. And thank you so much for listening today. And until next time, I invite you to stay aware.